Step 6. Refining your crisis and safety plan. Next, it's back to crisis and safety planning and figuring out how to handle big changes in your life. Your first crisis and safety plan was a draft, made when you and the wraparound staff didn't know each other very well, and your team wasn't in place. In step 6, with the support of wraparound staff who now know you better and team members you've chosen, you adjust your crisis and safety plan. It's important to fine-tune this plan to fit your challenges, possible crises, and to keep you safe. This plan is a key part of your overall wraparound plan. Let's face it, stuff happens. When a crisis you and your team planned for happens, and you use the plan, you will probably talk about it at the next team meeting. Remember, every time you face a challenge, you and your team will learn something. Each challenge is an opportunity to think about what worked and what didn't. In time, you'll figure out how to handle and even avoid crises.